The painter, Josep Tugores Ilac, to whom this room of the museum is devoted, was born in Cerdanyola in the summer of 1893, to a family of summer residents in the town. Tugores' links to Cerdanyola would become even stronger after 1906, when, after an illness, he became deaf, and the whole family took up all-year residence in Cerdanyola. We could say of Tugores that he was a fluid artist. Yes, that he modified his work in line with the stylistic changes that were taking place in Europe during the first half of the 20th century. He started with Modernisme, but in Catalonia, this movement had its days numbered, with the arrival of Noucentisme, the main motives of which were the figure and landscape. Later on, he would turn to magic realism as a primary step towards surrealism and abstraction. Finally, he returned to traditional realism, which can be appreciated in the oil painting, Young Man with a Book, that you can see right before leaving the room. Quite apart from style, for Tugores, art always had a single motivation, to communicate and to express himself. And in spite of his deafness, he was a very sociable person, and was friends with many artists and personalities of the day, both in Catalonia and Paris, where he lived for a few years. The Tugores archive, which is also kept in the museum, contains a large number of letters and documents that attest to these friendly relationships. Listen to what he had to say in a letter to Father Garriga, who was a writer and the rector of Cerdanyola. "I would like to see you and talk at length about everything. This winter, if you are in Barcelona for a while, I will come to see you at the workshop.